later.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
That was a good one, though. We got to give him credit for that one. Okay. How's everybody doing? Pretty good there? Yeah? Okay. All right, fine. Got your data all secure? Do you worry about your data at all, sir?
No.
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 You think you're not, you don't have data?
No data.
I don't mean do you have any data on you, but you, I mean someone must have your data.
If you have a phone, you have data.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And an app.
Does that worry you that someone's got your data?
No.
Okay. Never even think about it, I bet, huh?
Try not to.
Okay. If you think about it for a minute, then does it bother you?
No.
Do you have data in England?
I guess so, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
These days, probably you left before there was data.
That's right, yeah. Well, we did leave. Yeah.
No record of you there, probably at all.
No, no criminal records at all.
I don't mean criminal. That you probably got, is what I'm thinking. Oh, a few, you know, altercations, nothing big.
Nothing big at all, no.
We have a data analyst here, or is it data analyst? Greg Kramer. Where is Greg? You're back there. Can you put this in perspective for me? You heard what was said there. And should we, now you work, of course, with CUNA Mutual. That worries me if they have my data, actually, out of CUNA, but they'll be good with it, I'm sure. But was that pretty, well, come over here because you're in the dark. Okay. How are you?
Great, thanks. Thanks for talking to me.
What does a data analyst do then? You analyze data?
Well, honestly, I'm an accountant, but data analyst is the term that works these days. So.
Well, that's just the job heading, so you had nothing to do with data.
Well, no, I actually have transformed or morphed myself from an accountant into a data analyst because that's where you want to go.
Is that like, was contortion involved, or what was it?
This is my mother, and she would very much agree there was a lot of contortion.
Yeah. So accountant, my dad was a CPA, but he had no idea about data in his day.
No, it's, you know, I...
So now do you analyze data? Is what I'm trying to get at.
I do very much, indeed.
So what, like, typically, what do you analyze in a given day? What sort of data? And what do you, when you analyze it, you just look at it and say, oh, well, that's interesting. And
Well, I can't say a ton, probably, but we do...
See, how are we supposed to understand this stuff and no one can tell us what they're actually doing with our data?
Well, we do, CUNA's an insurance outfit, and we do forecasting.
You don't have to be specific. Okay, but typically, what sort of, you look at stuff, and then you conclude, and then you do this, and it's, and then what happens from that?
Well, yeah, I think Jignesh commented that, you know, you don't want to sell things to people that, you know, that they don't want. So, you know, you're looking at, you know, five-year forecasts, and you're kind of, you know, you've got a lot of data.
Like weather forecasts, or...
Well, where CUNA is going to be in 5 years.
So you're looking for CUNA Mutual,
right?
In forecasting the
products and what folks are in demographics and where they're going to be.
Working for them, in other words.
That's very much the case.
That's a good thing to do.
Very good.
You deserve it. You're good at it. Have a seat now. I don't mean to keep you after. So I'm supposed to talk to you, I guess, about what he's doing. Do you have any idea what he's doing?
Absolutely none what my daughter or my two sons do. They try to explain it, but I never understand them.
What's your field? What field were you?
Well, fortunately, I'm retired. I was a lab technologist in the years that I worked, but now I'm able to come and visit with my son and grandchildren.
Lab technologist, you can understand that because they tell you what you're looking at and everything.
Absolutely. It's very difficult for me to understand, though I do am computer literate. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those. I get on the computer and really feel like I couldn't run my life without it. Now
are you on Facebook a lot and social networking?
No, that. But I mean, I do. I write a newsletter, and so it helps me in many phases of my life.
Yeah. But they take all that data that you put in there, and someone has got it somewhere in a cloud.
I lead a very boring life. I don't think they'd find it.
You're going to bore them to disregarding your data.
That's a good way of putting it.
Very good.
Your name is?
Judy. Judy Kramer.
Judy Kramer. Thank you, Judy.
Thanks, Michael.
Putting things in perspective. Appreciate it. Nice to meet you. All right. Those are the Kramers. let's see. Has UW ever won the Final Four? Didn't someone say in the 40s, 1940s?
40s, yeah.
41?
Something like that.
41? During the war? Or depends where you were, I guess, in 41, yeah. Okay, so it can happen. We could have another war. You never know. And the Badgers will zoom to the top. Brother-in-law, celebrate. Okay, here it is. It's your brother-in-law's birthday. He's only 60, so forget him. But we're celebrating mom's birthday, and she's 87. Jill Plumer. Jill Plumer? Right here. Oh, okay. Okay, good. That's convenient. Thank you for being so convenient. I got you to stand up here. And you're from Tennessee?
Yes, I am. I grew up in Iowa City, but...
I want to see this side of you, too.
Okay, hi.
Did you grow up where?
Iowa City, Iowa.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And what brought you down there?
Down to Tennessee?
Yeah.
A job.
Job, yeah. Mm-hmm. What field are you in?
Human resources.
Human resources? Okay, that's good. Do you mine them out of the ground? I always wonder where human resources come from. You have to...
Everywhere.
Big scooper is in the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, now your mom, is your mom?
That's my mom over there.
Hi, she's 87.
Janet.
Happy birthday. Janet?
Yes.
You want to stand up? No? You don't want to take the abuse? You're 87. You got to take the abuse for it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dee.
Thank you.
Is this the extent of the celebration so far? Or are they showing you a better time than this, I hope?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we've had many celebrations this week.
Well, this is the least of them.
No. This is the highlight.
Are you from here, or are you from?
I'm from Iowa City.
Oh, from Iowa City. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then did you come up to Wisconsin from there? Did you live here? Or who lives here now in the family? That you?
My daughter.
Okay.
My son-in-law.
Your
two daughters.
Yeah. Okay. And you're here as well?
No,
you're
I live
back in Iowa City.
I'm still in Iowa City.
Can't seem to get out of Iowa City. And
no, Iowa from the start.
Yeah. Well, that's very good. And so, what's the biggest? Are you having like a big family gathering from all over the place?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And there's another daughter who couldn't be here.
Yeah. Well, so. Excellent. Yeah. We have a little something we want to contribute to it, don't we? We have any more wine left in our...
Yeah, we do have wine. We have warm and elegant wines from Domaine de Sac Prairie.
Take a little wine?
Oh,
from Molichheim Winery.
That's very nice.
It's for medicinal purposes only.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so get out there and medicate.
That's right. Happy birthday, thank you very much.
Happy birthday to you all. Nice to see you all. Iowa City is a great town. I love Iowa City. You know, in fairness, we do have the other guy from England here. Let's compare and contrast. Now, we've got far west London, and we've got this, Tony Burke's claims to be from Cambridge in the U.K. Do you think of it as the U.K. or is it England to you?
It's both. England is
not really, is it? I mean, excuse me. It would bother me if I grew up in England and suddenly it was the UK.
Why? It's always been the United Kingdom.
And well, but you didn't talk about it, though, did you?
We do.
I mean, you're an Englishman in the mad days in the noonday sun or something. You know, it's Englishman. You don't say.
It's an Englishman go out in the noonday sun.
Exactly what I was saying.
We haven't had much of that here, though, have we?
No. Well, we've got you, though. That's
yes, that's it. We're here.
So you're in Cambridge, and is that near West London?
It's not far. The wife come from West London, Chelsea.
Oh, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, go ahead and defend yourself.
Defend myself what, for my wife? Or?
No, I'm just saying, I'm curious. No, that's your business. And vice versa, I might say. But an Englishman. You're an Englishman, right?
Yes, I am. A Kentish man.
A Kentish man, even worse.
Even worse.
Even more so.
Yes.
So it goes down to the county that you're in.
Go down to the county, yes. We live in Cambridge now, but I'm originally from Kent.
You're from Kent. Where in Kent?
Kentish man, but not a man of Kent.
Okay. Now, that means that your data probably would be stored in London.
Probably, yes, or in the county town of Kent is Maidstone.
Yeah. What is it?
Maidstone.
Maidstone?
Maidstone.
In Kent, but you're not in Kent.
Not
you're
not
of Kent.
Cambridge.
You're of Kent. But not in Kent. Now in. Of
I'm a Kentish man.
Kent.
Not a man of Kent.
Not a man of Kent. What does that mean to you?
It means to me I live on one side of the Medway.
Okay.
And a man of Kent lives on the other side of the Medway.
Okay. Right. Let me ask you this. What were you doing in West London?
What was I wasn't. We met actually on a charabang trip.
A what?
A charabang. Coach outing.
Charabang?
Charabang. That's what it used to be called.
Charabang?
Yeah, you know, a coach. But they're called charabangs.
Charabangs?
Yeah.
With a G on the end?
With whatever's on the end, yes. A G on the end, yes.
It's important, I think, in this consideration. If you're on a charabang, I want to know about.
I was hoping for the bang bit at the end of the charabang.
Okay. And you were on the same charabang?
Yes, I was.
Were you sitting behind him or next to him?
Behind him.
Yeah. Was that funny, behind him? Or what was he doing in front of you that attracted you to him?
I think he was chatting someone else up.
You're chatting someone else up?
It was my turn to have the rest of the girls, but I ended up with one. The best one, of course.
Okay.
That's what you told me to say.
And where was this charabang headed?
At Ramsgate in Kent.
Oh, wow. Nice. A seaside resort, of course.
Yeah.
So and then once you got to Ramsgate in Kent, and then that's when you got to know him?
That's right, yeah.
Did it make for a long bus ride home?
Not that time, no. But we courted through the Dartford Tunnel.
You courted in the tunnel?
Through the Dartford Tunnel.
Through it?
She lived in Basildon and I lived in Kent.
Yeah. Okay, well, how long is that tunnel that you could actually court in?
Long enough on a motorbike, because that's what I was on, a motorbike at that time.
Wait a minute, you're on a motorbike on a bus?
No, not on the charabang, no, come on.
Well, I'm still on the charabang, man. I'm not. Okay. And you took her in the tunnel as soon as you could on your motorbike.
Yes, when the opportunity arose.
So you rode on the back of his motorbike?
No, I never went on it.
You're thinking of someone else, pal. This happens in our country, too.
Yes,
I'm sure it does. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Very nice to meet you. I'm glad we sorted that out. I'm totally, probably ruined their relationship. On the charabang. In Kent, but not of Kent. I don't know what he said. I'm from Kent. And could you make any sense of that?
Yeah, I know what charabang is. It sounds like you've got two groups of people and you'll follow each other in a coach trip. That's just called a charabang.
Oh, like caravan. A caravan.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They call it a charabang because they're English and they can say whatever they want.
That's right.
All right, cool. All right, let's play another round of the What Do You Know quiz. As you know, it's a general knowledge quiz. And we gotta have somebody here who's... you saw what happened the first time and you're still thinking... What about you? What about you? I'm saying you're young, you're happening, you're the hope of the future. It's all on your shoulders now, kid. I'll meet you down here at the aisle. Let's have a look at you. See if you qualify for the What Do You Know quiz. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You are?
Amira.
Amira, and where are you from? Here? Or?
Yeah, I live in Madison.
Not from Iowa City like everybody else?
I am not. I grew up in North Dakota, though.
You did?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Grand Forks, 40 minutes north of Fargo.
Yeah. We were in Fargo not too long ago.
Yeah.
Amira.
Yes.
Very pretty name, too. What are you doing these days?
I am a recruiter, actually, an IT recruiter.
IT?
I am.
Good person to know here. Amira, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I actually have never watched your radio or listened to your radio show before, and this is, or watched, and this is my first time, so I'd love to be a part of it.
Well, all right then. Amira, come on down here, dear. Abscond the stage. I mean, abscond, or get up on it, whatever the word is. Have a seat there.
Sounds good.
That water is several people old now.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people have drank out of this water.
An actress, a very well-known actress, drank from
Toronto. Yeah, maybe I should drink out of it. Good luck.
I'll change it out here for this water. It's been here.
Thank
this
you.
Last show we did.
So who drank out of this one?
So no one. Yeah.
No one yet. Okay.
Mostly evaporated. The time was there. Oh, Amira. How do you spell Amira?
Take a guess.
A-M-E-R-A.
Nope. A-M-I.
A-M-I.
R-A-H.
R-A-H. Very pretty.
Yeah, thank you.
Does that mean something?
Yeah, actually it means princess in Arabic.
It is?
Yeah, no joke.
It was appropriate, I must say. It was a good call.
I use it against my parents sometimes.
Okay, well, they did very well, I would say, Amira. And you're an IT recruiter.
IT recruiter, yeah.
What
I used
does
to.
That do?
What do I do?
Yeah. Recruit people for IT?
Yeah, for different IT positions, project managers, business analysts, software developers of different sorts.
They need any, like, radio
hosts?
They don't, but I'll keep my eye out for you.
Okay.
Okay.
We got to expand this IT business. And you do that for whom?
Beacon Hill Staffing Group, actually. Oh. They're wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to spend a lot of time with our candidates, and yeah. Even if we can't place them, you know, make their resumes better and help them out on the job boards.
Good.
Stuff,
so. Do you have a card or something? Because my daughter is looking for a job.
Sure, yeah.
Really hard. Ellie, you know, she got her first full-time job. And
does she? What does she do?
Yeah, she spends her time looking for another job.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of what I do, but on the opposite end of it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I spend my time on job boards on the other
side.
She's
very good.
I have my card in my purse.
Very bright, very efficient. Yeah. She's a go-getter. She gets it done. She deals well with people.
Good.
And she makes a very nice presentation.
Good.
Okay. And you don't know how the quiz works because you never heard this show.
Well, I saw it the first time, so I think it can follow along, but I've never.
That wasn't too hard. That was Chuck, though.
Thanks, Chuck, for paving the way for me.
We can't all be like Chuck. Even Chuck has trouble with it sometimes, but he's good. Yeah, it's a general knowledge quiz. Someone out there plays along with you,
yep.
And we have various categories. Don't we, Sarah?
We have categories, but first we need a partner in the quiz.
I know, I was going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I can. So we have various qualifying questions, though, don't we?
Well, you Sarah? Do, yes, and people call in, and then you ask it of them.
That's what I was saying.
Yes.
All right, here it is, then. Improved thinking, decreased appetite, lowered blood pressure, lowered blood sugar levels. What is this wonder drug now available in your local supermarket? Okay, there's a big thing in the news about this drug. It's something that is quite commonly used. A confection, perhaps, that is now found to have all these properties for helping human beings improve thinking, decreased appetite, lowered blood pressure, et cetera, blood sugar levels actually lowered simply by taking this product, which is quite easy to take, I must say. Let's go on the phones right now. There's Mark in Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach. Boy, I should be there, Mark.
Yeah, you really should be.
Yeah.
Right today.
Is it a nice day today out there?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Are you
on? Let me make your day, Michael, if I can.
Yeah.
You know, there's a certain other show that plays on NPR in the evening.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that guy's name anymore.
No. Yeah. Okay, thanks. made my day. All right, so what is it that you can take that actually has all these beneficial properties that they keep discovering?
I would just say exercise, but I have no idea.
It's at the grocery store, Mark.
It's at the grocery store, Mark. Thank you very much.
Water.
No. Sorry. Bye.
Oh, well.
Made your day. Okay. Lori, in Bangor, Wisconsin. Hey,
hello.
Lori. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. Things pretty good then. Did you have snow up there?
It's melted now, but we've had plenty. Thank you. It's actually supposed to be up in the 50s today, so we're feeling very blessed.
Yes, I love it when the basements flood, you know, afterwards. That's that's the good
I'll
news.
Take it.
Okay, this thing that you can buy in the supermarket and everyone eats, and it's very easy to consume. People seem to love it. It's good for you in all kinds of health ways. Do you know what it is, Lori?
Oh, I was going to say caffeine, but I'll say peanut butter. I don't know.
No? No? You want to try another one? Try another one.
A hint? What
it sounds
department?
Like John clearing his throat.
You're muffled. I can't. What does it sound like?
Chocolate.
It comes
chocolate?
In darkened milk.
Chocolate? Did you say Pardon chocolate?
Me? I said chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. That's it.
Okay.
Lori. Okay. All right, ready to play the quiz? You know how this works, Lori?
I do. I listen to you almost every week.
Okay, wonderful. And Amira is very smart here, so you really caught a break here.
Hi, Lori.
Good.
She'll help you
Hi.
Through it, because that's what she does. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Two of you are our team, and we have various categories.
We do.
Don't we?
Yep, yes. And they are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Lori, you pick first one. What would you like?
People
it is. This is kind of whatever. Okay, your survey results. Okay, when your tetra bites it, your little fish, what do you do with it? Do you more likely to bury it or flush it? Fish dies? We're looking for percentages here. More likely to bury your fish in a nice little ceremony with the kids in the backyard. Sad. Or flush it.
You want me to talk to this?
Yeah, no, both of you. You cooperate here. This is cooperative.
Is this a specific fish you said or just fish
in general? No, not any fish. I mean, in general. What do people do?
I don't know what you're thinking, but I don't know anybody that buries fish, so.
I don't either. I'm thinking flush is the way to go.
All right, let's do it. Right. Let's go with flush.
Flush is right. 51% flush, 44% bury. I always buried my fish if the weather was right. And I buried a lot of them, frankly.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
The categories remaining are current events, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Amira?
Are you looking at me now?
Yeah.
Let's do.
It's easy to do, I'll be honest.
I appreciate that. You're going to make me blush. Things I should have learned in school
already.
if I was paying attention or whatever that category
what?
Is. School stuff.
School it is. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Sorry, am I still with Lori here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it, Lori.
Yeah, you're
okay,
a team right
go.
Now.
Okay,
team.
We got it, yeah.
Occam's razor is what again?
Can we do a different one? Yeah, thanks. We're doing a different one, Lori.
Okay. What happens if antimatter meets matter?
Bad things.
Bad
I'm
things?
Thinking I wasn't paying attention that day.
Lori, I'm thinking something bad, some sort of an explosion.
Well, it can't be good.
Can't be good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can we go with that?
Sure. Sure.
Can't be good. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Can't be good. They think that happened in the Big Bang. I don't know. So I don't think that would happen again, though. Okay. And that would be...
Two right and zero wrong.
Okay.
Categories remaining right. Current events, places, science, or odds and ends.
Lori?
Current events.
Okay. Sorry. Current events. Right on the news. All right. Distance runner Galen Rupp with 28 is the most wadded of all American athletes.
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Distance, it won't make any more sense. Distance runner Galen Rupp, okay, with 28 is the most whatted of all American athletes.
With 28?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said? 28 what?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh.
He's been whatted 28 times.
Oh, okay. So, Lori, I'm guessing it's some sort of a Google or Twitter or tweeted or something. So what do you think, Lori?
He's an athlete now.
Oh. He's an athlete.
Lindsey Vonn has been wadded 8 times.
What about Lance?
I'll tell you that. Lance. What? He's been what?
He's been what?
Shaun White 4 times. Which is low, I think, for Shaun White, the border, you know.
Oh, you mean like meddled? No.
He's been wadded. What is
qualified?
No, Lori, come on, help me here.
Can you help me out here?
I'm not even.
No, I'm looking at Feldman right now. Are you gonna help me out here?
Drug tested.
Lori, it's drug tested.
Urine drugs.
Let's do it.
Urine drug test. Yes. Okay, that's right. He leads. 28, the most of any athlete. Okay, fantastic. You did a great job.
And in fact, they've won.
You've won the quiz.
Because we have no more time.
Yes.
Congratulations. I'd read your prizes,
thanks,
but we have
Lori.
No time for that either.
No time
Michael
for
Feldman's
that.
What Do You Know
nice
is produced
job.
At Wisconsin
nice
Public Radio
up.
For Public Radio International.
Hang
Michael
on,
Feldman,
Lori.
Producer
make sure
International.
You get that.
Adam Friedrichs,
nice
our producer with
you.
Assistance from Chris Miles, my shot, Lila Anderson, Mark Patrick, and Diana Cook.
Go
Badgers!
Public Radio International.